You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
Let us turn back to Kirk Steidle, director of the Michigan Department of Transportation. He has been answering your questions about Michigan's roads here on Stateside. And here's today's question.
My name is John Eckelberger. I'm from Belleville, Michigan. And my question was, why has Michigan not lowered the weight restrictions on semis compared to Ohio or Indiana, where we can carry double the weight that they regulate? We have the same weather conditions, and they have tighter regulations on their weight, and I think it reflects in their road quality.
Interesting question, Kirk. What are your thoughts on weight limits? Would lowering weight limits help our roads?
You know, I have been through the weight limit discussion through my career, and I've been on all different sides of it, right? But one of the key pieces here is our higher truck weights actually help from a commerce perspective. They also have less trucks on the road, so there's less congestion or less emission that goes out. Now, they're heavier, so you could say, well, they're doing more damage. That is a bit of a misnomer, because if you think about one 80,000-pound truck, and that's what everybody thinks, you know, that they see, those are the ones that have five axles. That 80,000-pound truck goes over a point in the pavement, and each axle hits, you know, five times.
So then if you have two trucks at five axles apiece, that's a total of 10 axles hitting the road.
Now if you take one of the Michigan trucks, it actually has 11 axles, so it spreads it out further, so it's actually less weight per axle than what the 80,000-pound truck is. So from an engineering perspective, there is less at a point because it's spread out just like when we walk on ice on a pond, so it's spread out and distributed more. Now there's another misnomer as well, is that Indiana's weights are actually comparable to ours. The total is higher. We actually have a lower axle weight. So some of that doesn't actually play out in all of the facts when you really dive into it.
Okay.
You know, another piece about weight limits is everybody thinks that those heavy trucks are doing all the damage. But if you look at your local city street or your subdivision or wherever you're at, those heavy trucks, the 160,000-pound trucks, never drive down those roads. The heavy trucks are steel haulers. They're gravel trains. They're grain haulers. They're log trucks. Those are the really heavy trucks. So a lot of times people see a truck and they think, oh, that's got 160,000 pounds on it, when in fact it's only capable of carrying 80,000 pounds, and in most cases it's probably half empty. So it's not just the notion that heavy trucks are causing a problem, because if that's the case, then every low-volume road would never have a pothole in it.
And that was Kirk Steidle, director of the Michigan Department of Transportation.